Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise one minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Duff.
Welcome back, guys. It's hump day, and we're talking about Minute 18 of Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo.
Woo!
This minute begins with some wet cobblestones and ends with a car tearing out of a parking lot. So we're in the aftermath of their brush with Senor Learina, and Senor Keys has left with Andy Newton, Naya, and Naya is pissed. Naya's pissed because he has screwed up her job,
Yeah. See, this minute is especially, I talked about it yesterday, but you know, this is Jim Carrey and Courtney Cox walking to the car in Ace Ventura. It is just like everything about this scene just seems like it's from a different universe. It is goofy.
Weird that he has his butt say bye to her.
See you later.
Like, it's weird when Tom Cruise turns around in this movie and starts talking out of his ass.
It's very odd.
It was in the Robert Towne original script, so I mean, you know,
what are you gonna
do? If Robert Towne wrote it, he has to do it. I mean, he's got an Oscar.
May I ask you a question?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it?
What kind of car is that? Is that an Aston Martin?
How far away are we from Jim Carrey going into that nostalgia well and reprising Ace Ventura?
We can't be six months to a year.
Second, those weird ass paintings of his stop selling. That's when we're.
He's got a show on Showtime now. So.
Oh, that's right.
You know, yeah.
He's doing the cable prestige thing.
The trick
now.
Is what we need to do is we need to have him and his daughter make it his daughter that he's got now, and get Kate McKinnon to play her. You know, get those two together. That should be fun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Making a sequel with Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. Have
is
her play his daughter.
Jim Carrey's daughter.
No. Make her play the daughter of Ace Ventura.
I watched that too.
I don't want my Ace Ventura girl movie.
Exactly.
That ruined Ghostbusters. I'm not watching some dumb girl movie about it.
Can you imagine the internet?
Her name is Lace.
Only men can
Lacey,
be pet detectives.
Lacey Ventura.
How can a woman be a pet dick? Get mad. I would. I mean, God, that Kate McKinnon in an Ace Ventura sequel. I'm all over that.
Yeah.
Day one, I'm there.
Yep.
That sounds fantastic.
Hopefully, it won't have as much gay panic this time.
You make her stay a lesbian and have her, you know, reverse so that she thinks she's kissing a woman, but it's really a guy, a drag queen.
Ooh,
there you go.
Duff, it confused me for a second because I thought you were talking about the gay panic of the girl Ghostbusters movie, and I was like, when is there gay panic? I'm like, kind of.
There might have been some gay panic there too.
There wasn't. There is none.
It's very woke. We kind of go full circle, and we have an Ace Ventura remake with Sean Young as Ace Ventura.
Whoa. Dressed as Catwoman.
She's as crazy as a bag of cats. There's no way they're gonna.
Well, no, you just get the digital double from that they used for
the
Blade Runner
Rachel.
Yeah. Blade Runner Rachel.
Oh, that was so disconcerting.
Oh man, wow.
How would you like to be so crazy? They're like, I'd rather pay $5 million and have a computer make you.
She was still there. I mean, she was still on set, so it's not like she wasn't there.
Oh, did they smooth her?
No, they had her do, you know.
I mean, they had to make her look like she did in 1982 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And it was her voice, so, you know, they still hired her. She's still credited.
We went down the Ace Ventura, Sean Young rabbit hole there, guys.
It's not that interesting of a minute.
Well, there's got to be a whole podcast on superhero movies she got cut out of because she got hurt or something happened to her. You know, there's a whole podcast.
Yeah,
there
something
about.
Happened to her. She's bongo crazy.
Exactly.
And makes people uncomfortable when you're around her.
Yeah, she's.
If you can make Rutger Hauer uncomfortable, then yeah, there's something wrong with her.
She recently got thrown out of an Oscar party because she snuck in.
Oh man, she's
that sounds like
life.
That's on brand.
Sounds
for her.
Fun.
I bet she's fun to party with.
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, this scene, this is just back to the why I brought up Ace Ventura. It just feels so wacky. It's even like lit in a weird way.
Why do you not like this scene? It's very subdued. It's in, at night. He's walking down cobblestones, wetted cobblestones.
It was a foul.
Yeah, and that was before, you know, rap videos started to do it, you know?
What's your problem? What's your problem with this scene?
Trash cans on fire, like all
of anything,
over the place.
Of anything, this is, no, there's no hobos. It's not no. a weird,
this
not
is
New York.
It looks like what? They're on the set of Lick It Up, the Kiss video.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
Most of the people, most anyone who listens to podcasts can not know what that is.
What's Kiss?
They're knights in Satan's service, brother. That's what they are. Just some nice Jewish kids from Detroit trying to make a buck.
Yeah, those aren't trash cans, dude. Those are like, you know, fire pits.
That's...
Yeah, it's not Mad Max.
No, exactly.
Have you guys ever seen someone light a trash can in real life?
Yes.
No.
So, I grew up in a rural area, and my aunt had like a trash, like a big like barrel that in her like house, she would not in her house, but outside her house, she would throw trash and burn the trash.
Did
so
it
that was
stink?
How she handled it. Did it stink?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it wasn't a thing you hung out around. Like, it wasn't like in movies, like where people are like warming their hands.
Where hobos heat up their chili cans over a trash fire.
Yeah, it was more of like, you know, you don't want to like have to throw, because like, you know, in a rural area, you don't have garbage men that come to your house and take your trash. You have to like take it to a dump and then pay someone to take it. So this was just the way to like get around it. It's just like, I'll just burn all my trash in my big trash barrel.
It's funny you guys bring up the trash barrel, since the guy from Batman Begins, who's at the trash barrel that's on fire that he gives the coat to, is the doctor from the beginning of the movie.
Exactly.
The
oh, yeah.
Wow.
The nice coat.
Yeah.
That guy.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that guy in Eastern Promises? If he isn't, he should be.
Yes. I'm not
no,
sure.
But we found out he's in a, he has a, he's a folk musician.
Nice.
Oh, man.
It's not. It's bad.
Sounds like it. Is there a banjo involved?
No, it's a bad guitar.
Is he in Mumford & Sons?
He is.
I also think Ethan has sort of does a dick move here.
Well, yeah, he got her arrested for the crime she was trying to commit.
Well, she doesn't get arrested. They just, like, tell her.
They let her go.
Yeah, they let
her
go.
Well, she's not, he lied for her, basically, yeah.
But, like, we find out here that this was just all a job interview.
Yeah.
And it pisses her off. I like that she does not, in a movie from 96, she would have found this charming. At least in 2000, they at least let her play it as, I hate you. This is dumb. I'm not
even
working
like
for you.
5 years earlier, it would have been, oh, you.
Yeah.
You just did this to get my attention? You cad.
I will say that the thing that I don't understand, and we can talk about this week goes on, but do you think the IMF ever thought, what if we just reached out to her like normal people? Like, why don't we just connect on LinkedIn? Like, is this really the only way
slide into her DMs?
Yeah.
It's called us.
I guess send her an AOL instant message.
Yes,
at this point in time,
an ICQ message.
It does seem like a sweet deal because, spoiler, but we find out that he can make all of her records and crime reports go away. Yeah, why didn't the IMF just kind of like say, hey.
Why not dangle that carrot in front of her first? And be like, he could literally have met her right before she was about to pull up this job and be like, this might be worth 500,000 pounds, but I can get your record cleared. He also wanted to see her in action, so okay. But he could have just watched.
They could have watched. This is like, this is insane. Like, could you imagine, like, if you were at the whatever job you wanted to be, like, you're like doing the best, greatest job ever. You're like at the most toughest part ever of your job, and all of a sudden, just someone shows up and they're like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, it would be awful if you were like trying to be a Supreme Court judge and somebody just showed up and made it awful, right? Yeah.
When you say it like that, it sounds like you're on his side.
No, I'm just saying that's what people are saying. I'm like, it's a job interview. You shouldn't cry or mess up your job interview. Come on.
What? But
don't mess it up. I never yell at my job interviews.
But just in general, like if you were like in the middle of your job, whatever it is, and also someone just showed up next to you and sort of like, it just blew it for you. Like just on purpose screwed it up or like, oh.
No.
That's every job I've ever interviewed for.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody else shows up, gets a better interview.
Why did he even need to test her? Because he's accepted the mission, and it's a non-starter that if he does the mission, he has to have her on the team.
He's just trying to get her. He's trying to get her like on board.
But this is not the way to do it.
It's just, it's I understand that. Town thinks is a cool way to neg a woman into being on your team.
Exactly. This is like the 1970s, early 80s sort of way of doing it.
You need me, but I wanted to make sure the goods were what I was looking for.
Exactly.
Is this kind of like the playground thing where, like, you know, you push a girl down that you like?
Yep.
It kind of, I guess, is. Oh, she's tough. It's very strange, and I agree with you, Jonathan. I'm happy that she pushes back with, like, no, you're awful. Go away.
You're garbage. Sleethan is not winning her over right now.
No.
You with your boy band hair and your weird smile, you can go away.
Your center
that
tooth.
Weird middle tooth. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Your center like, tooth.
Your non-symmetrical smile.
Also, he doesn't have to trigger the alarm again.
No, but he's basically showing her that it was all a trick the whole time, you know?
I mean, he did, I guess, playing devil's advocate. If he's going to go down this road, he should prove that he was the one who triggered it.
Also, remember Punked was a big thing in 2000, so.
Oh, God.
I think he's just like, ha-ha, click.
What if he wore the Ashton Trucker hat?
And, oh, he pushes the button and, like, out of nowhere, Jamie punked. Kennedy comes running out like, oh, snap, oh.
Also, like, I feel bad for old Redcoat in the back who's like, all right, well, now we know we're going to get everything fixed about this security system, and then the alarm goes off again. They're probably running back in the bathroom trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
They're like,
Remember they added 88 pounds to the sensor, so now it's ratcheted beyond any. Well, that will never go off.
And no one ever shows up again. Miss Hall and Mr. Keys just took off. Also, I will say this about, I've never been to Seville. It's on my short list. I'd like to really go to Seville someday.
Here, the barbers are great.
Well, you know what's great? Valets are pretty amazing because I don't know.
This valet brings the car up before.
I don't know how they knew to come get her car.
To be fair, she may be the only woman of color at this event. Everyone else there is Spanish, and there's Ethan Hunt.
But I mean, she's just walking outside.
They literally know that they know they know the hot. They know the hot girl's car, and they know the one gringo that showed up. And they're like, "Well, it's one of their cars. Let's just go with hers."
Tom Cruise really is the ultimate gringo in this movie.
He is Captain like, Gringo.
All that's missing is the giant camera around his neck and the fanny pack, and like the Senor Frog T-shirt.
Hard Rock. Seville.
Hard Rock Seville. Yeah, there we go.
No, it would have been Planet Hollywood Seville.
Oh, yeah, at this point, it would have been Planet Hollywood.
You know, they got some, they got the Demolition Man thing right up there. You can go look at it. Where he's frozen and the stuff. Yeah.
They don't exist anymore. Planet Hollywood's are all gone, right?
They're bankrupt, and I think they have been
There's
for a
one.
While.
It opened back up. It's in the Disney Springs.
Come on.
Really? Get out of town, I swear to God.
There's a new one in Disney?
It's not new.
I think it's the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the original ones. It's round. It's like.
So
I think the one in Dallas had the Demolition Man thing in there, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that when we were in college.
That's where the joke comes from.
So you can get a $20 burger and see like the sword from one of the Lord of the Rings movies or something.
And see Stallone's plastic molded penis.
Yeah. To be fair, if you were a betting man in the 90s and you were asked like, listen. Which business will last longer, Planet Hollywood or Bubba Gump? I would probably think Planet Hollywood would last longer.
Yeah, Bubba Gump's still in the airport in Cancun.
They got a Bubba Gump down in Galveston here. It's like ridiculous. And it's always crowded.
I ate at the Cancun Bubba Gump.
There's a Bubba Gump at the Mall of America. I actually know a guy who works in like the... I know a guy who works in like the finance office for Bubba Gump.
So they're doing all right.
Well, that's because they invested in Apple.
Yeah,
they can keep those stores open as long as they got that Apple stock.
My favorite thing about Bubba Gump is how I don't think Tom Hanks really signed off on it, because if you look around, like there's very little actual pictures of Tom Hanks. Like, there'll be some stills from the movie, but I don't think he's actually signed off on his likeness being used.
Who's making the money off that? Like, do you think Robert Zemeckis is still making money on Bubba Gumps?
I think Warner, no.
And Paramount is, yeah.
Paramount,
I think it's all Paramount. I don't think Robert Zemeckis makes
I'm guaranteeing you he makes something on it, because he produced it, so yeah. It's
me, guys. It's Tommy Paramount. I'm making all the money. I live inside that mountain, by the way.
All right, so since we're down this tangent, one thing that I like about Bubba Gump
is that is their curly fries. They're the best.
No, one thing I like
The stop sign.
Yeah, no. What I like is that if you want a refill or if you need something, you just put out the sign.
Yeah,
I want more of that.
Run, Forrest, run sign.
No more. I don't need waitresses coming by like every 5 seconds. Be like, how are you doing? You need anything? Or the flip side is that I'm waiting 20 minutes for some more Coke. Yeah. I like that. Maybe that's why they're still around. They got that service thing down.
No, it's because it's one of three restaurants in the Cancun airport. The other one is a Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And Rockets.
Yeah.
Chili's. Yeah. Chili's to go. Chili's.
There ain't no Chili's in Mexico, because that's to them that's like Chili's. That's
but
not.
Bubba Gump's pretty cool.
Hey, I'm looking it up. Bubba Gump has 4 stars on Google.
Nice. Out of
how many Bubba Gumps are there? Can you tell us that?
How many Bubba Gumps?
Show's stupid.
Okay. Well, this is a little while ago, but as of July 2015, there are 40.
There's 42 wow. now. 42. There's one. There's a couple in Japan.
Oh, get what? Imagine if you went to Japan and just like, I want to go to Bubba Gump.
Well, there's like three in Cancun. Town. That's crazy. Two in the airport. What's that about?
Yep.
It's the same people who like when they go to Times Square, like I'm going to go to the M&M store because I like M&Ms.
There's one in London.
Hong Kong has one.
It's like the people from Wisconsin that come down to watch the fireworks when the 4th of July. We make fun of them.
You're right. There are 2 in the airport at Cancun. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, 2 in the airport and 1 outside of the airport.
So do you think that one is like the good Bubba Gump and one's the crappy one?
Yeah, there's like one that keeps poaching all the good servers. Oh, man. What happened? Okay, guys.
There's one in Chicago. It's got 4 out of 5 stars. What the hell? It's in Streeterville. It's on Grand.
Bubba Gump.
It's near my work.
You know,
all right.
You're going to have to go there now, Jonathan.
I actually remember the last time I went to Bubba Gump. We went to the Mall of America.
Is that when you had remember the last time you had explosive diarrhea? undercooked seafood?
My wife and I went to Bubba Gump, then we went to go see Pacific Rim at the Mall of America.
Oh, I bet your Pacific Rim was burning up after going to Bubba Gump.
If there's ever a live Minute Impossible show, can it please be at Bubba Gump?
Yes, it has to be.
Hey, sure, or Planet Hollywood, I guess. The only one left.
The Mall of America used to have a Planet Hollywood, but I never went. I just knew they had a statue outside of Rocky that was not very realistic.
Oh no.
Hey, I remember when Mall of America opened. I'm sure you remember this too, Duff. Like all the stars came out for the Planet Hollywood thing.
Yeah. 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 Like Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger were there. I want to say that's where Schwarzenegger got the idea that Jingle All the Way should be there.
Oh, I hope so.
To get back to the movie just a little. At second, it's okay. At second 10, basically that outside of this place kind of looks like the inside of a Mall of America type of place would look like. It's like a fake.
Kind of. It's like a bad Mexican restaurant. That's what it looks like.
It looks like a bad Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that nails it.
It looks like a Chili's to bring us back to theme restaurants.
Yep. This whole episode is just what restaurant does this look like?
It looks like a Gringo's. That's what it is.
After she drives off, Tom Cruise is going to get some riblets. Do they still have those there? I have not been to Chili's in a long time.
El Presidente margaritas. Yeah. Do you have a Chili's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, remember those. And the Big Mouth burgers? Yeah, those are still there.
Nice.
Well, listen, I'm glad we could bring this knowledge to your listeners.
Yeah, that really helped with a slow minute. Yep. We had to talk about bubblegum Japan, so really excited. So, hey, if you're ever in the Cancun airport, go to one of two. Don't go to the bad one. Go to the good one. Go to the good bubblegum stand, and don't go to the bad one.
Exactly. I don't remember there being one in Cancun, though, when I went. So.
All right, tech of the app. This is going to be an easy one. Chris, go.
Oh, me? I'm going to go with the little, with the fake Mexican courtyard.
Not the car?
No. There's more of the car in the next couple texts. I mean, next couple minutes, so, you know.
All right, Duff, do you got anything?
I'm going to go with the supersonic hearing that driver must have. Because
the valet?
She says muchacho, and that car is a couple hundred yards away.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. The Seville valet technology that knows to get your car without having to do anything at all is pretty amazing. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe it's like Bubba Gump's. And there's just a sign earlier that she flipped that said, get my car.
Yep, there
you're
you
like,
go.
Better go get it.
Andale, andale, ipa, ipa.
Los banditos.
I would be offended by it if I didn't do that last season. So, you know, come on.
Yeah, it's hyper valet. Hyper, yeah.
It's like the Speedy Gonzalez valet.
Yeah, valet.
Yeah, ipa, 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 andale, andale. Such a timely reference also.
Yes, it is.
Speedy Gonzalez, that show hasn't been on 15 years. This one doesn't have a lot going on, but it's definitely, again, one of those moments where you're like, tonally, there's a lot missing. We talked about this in the first week, guys. This movie was originally 3 hours long. I know you're used to 3 hour long movies.
Oh man,
this movie, 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say 3:20.
They cut out 1 hour and 45 minutes out of this movie.
What the hell was going on?
They cut out a whole hour and a half.
It does not exist. It does not exist. You can't see it. It's not like it's something on an extended. We talked about we wanted John Woo, the John Woo cut.
Is this just sitting on the floor of Paramount, just in the cutting, like in the vaults?
Probably. Like,
bathroom vault inside my giant mountain.
Is this stored somewhere with the Jerry Lewis's Clown Holocaust movie?
Yep. I'm sitting right next to it. Oh, my God. One's 3 hours and the other one's unwatchable.
Is the clown movie the three-hour one?
Was that clown movie made before Gacy? It was, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think it's very early 70s.
Yeah, right? So Gacy might have been inspired by it. He might have read it in the Variety, in the trade mags.
You're the serial killer expert.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy was probably reading Vanity Fair and Hollywood Reporter.
Variety.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, now they're just going to release it as an alternate Joker movie. That's what I hear.
Yeah. It's one of 700 Joker movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop. And we'll come back tomorrow for minute 19, where we're gonna change venues. We're gonna be out of the darkness and into the light. If you guys want to talk to us about anything that we talked about today,
Bubba Gump's. A lot.
if you want to talk to us about your experience at Bubba Gump's,
what sort of shrimps you like? There's fried shrimps,
fried shrimp, shrimp Creole,
Mama says I'm special.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Find us on all the normal places. You find us at Facebook. We're at the Impossible Minute Force. We're on Twitter at Min Impossible, MIN Impossible. We also have a TeePublic, teepublic.com/stores/Minute. Just go to MinuteImpossible.com and it has our merch link. Go to it, because if you go to TeePublic and try and search, it's terrible. I'm on a one-man rant about how terrible the TeePublic search is. It's terrible. You'll never find it.
You guys have a very great shirt. Your shirts are great.
Thanks, man.
Is Tommy Paramount going to get a t-shirt this year?
I own at least three of them. Don't worry about it. I got them as hoodies and two of them as pillows.
I don't think Disney bought them yet, so, you know, I think it's okay.
Nope. Give them time.
Yeah,
Don't worry, I got Paramount money. Don't worry, I'm good. I live in a mountain. So until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Rob.
I was Dan, or Duff. said my actual name.
Duff just said his real name.
I was Duff.
Lieutenant Duff.
That's not your real name, Lieutenant Dan.
You got magic legs.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
This shrimp will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
So spicy.